Well, it's already the Ides of March, so let's be careful out there. The good news is it is also the fourth Sunday of Lent. We call today Laetare Sunday. We call today Laetare Sunday because of the traditional introit, entrance to this Mass. Laetare Jerusalem. O be joyful, Jerusalem. Why? Well, there are several reasons. The Church wants us to be joyful today. First of all, Lent is over half completed. The half point was on Thursday. And so we are moving quickly to Easter. That is why the priest may wear rose today on Laetare Sunday. Some of you have the right color on. Violet is the color of this season of Lent, the color of penance, sacrifice. White is the color of the Easter season, the solemn celebration. So as violet moves to the color white, we pass through the shade of rose in a very beautiful way. I put on our Facebook page and our website an explanation of the vestments I wear, the colors, what they mean, why we wear them, and when. And I also said in that we also have the color rose in Advent, the third Sunday of Advent. It's called Gaudete Sunday in Advent. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent called Laetare Sunday, but those two Latin words, gaudete and laetare, both mean to rejoice because they are different kinds of rejoicing. The rejoicing of Advent, gaudete, is a rejoicing that is close to you, secret almost. The rejoicing of Lent, Laetare, is a rejoicing that is outside of you, shared, which we do in the Easter celebrations, which we do here at Mass, even if it's early. We are to share our joy. Joy. Joy is essential to the life of every follower of Christ. Joy is essential for faith because joy is a byproduct of faith and it moves us to charity. That's why charity is always center right here. It moves us to will the good for other people. Joy is not being giddy. Joy is not being giggly. Joy is a condition of the heart and soul. It is in many ways the delight of just being alive. Gratitude for what we have rather than for what we think we want or need. It is the delight of having been loved. It lies deep within. And it gives us, above all, peace. Peace. First thing our Lord said after his resurrection, peace upon you. Its source comes from a heart that has experienced the love of God. Its source is from God, not from our daily lives and what's going on in them. Joy's opposite is sadness. The opposite of joy is not penance. The opposite of joy is not difficulty. The opposite of joy is not having a bad day. Joy's opposite is sadness, not affliction. Think of the life of our patron. the challenges of Wenceslas. And in the Bible, think of the life of St. Paul. Listen to what St. Paul wrote. St. Paul wrote, "I am filled with comfort. With all our affliction, I am overjoyed." What's going on in Paul's life? Here's what's going on in Paul's life. Paul wrote, "Five times have I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. Three times I have been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I have been shipwrecked, a night and a day. I have been adrift at sea on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brethren, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure." Still, St. Paul writes, "With all our affliction, I am overjoyed." Paul isn't whining. Paul is telling us that the source of joy in our life is not what's going on in our life. The source of joy in our life is what's going on in our soul. And so after having read that, maybe we don't have it so bad after all. Having read Paul's toils and afflictions and yet joyfulness, it seems that whatever is going on in our lives, we can be joyful. That's what joy is. In today's gospel, our deacon read that our joy is in the cross. Our Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, and this is why the cross is before you. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that all who believe may have eternal life." Today, our joy is in the cross of Christ, that we too may have eternal life. And so, my dear people, time will now intensify. The schedule will intensify as we move toward Easter. This season of Lent could be the last one for any one of us. I pray it's a good one for all of us. If you have messed up, like me, in some of your Lenten sacrifices, in some of the demands on yourself in this season of Lent, begin again. Our Lord is always merciful. He is always ready for us to begin again. It is never too late because our Lord waits for us. As we receive the Holy Eucharist today, let us pray for that gift of joy in our lives and in our souls. Because Laetare Sunday reminds us that joy is a true gift from God. Amen.